make one.
Last time you were pulling out power tools and shit.
One of these days we're going to have a mahogany podcast.
With our fucking faces carved into it.
Yeah, a whole mural laser engraved into that bitch.
All right, what up, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, what's P3? Up, everybody? Welcome, P3.
Purple pill.
We decided to start this episode out on some listener call-ins.
Yeah, if you missed the live stream, we had a lot of good conversations in there, so go check that out. And we don't really have a topic. I think we're going to give the conspiracy shit a break for at least this week and kind of just bullshit about some things that I know me and Austin are passionate about. Gabe, he dabbles. He gets his little pinky toes
Gabe's
wet.
Gabe's been grinding. I'm getting back into it, too.
I've been trying to keep Gabe on track.
Thanks, Austin.
I've been trying to keep Gabe on track. He's just hard-headed as a motherfucker.
And he's got a big head, too.
Big-ass head. And we're going to call Jules real quick, but...
Let's bring Jules on. He said he has some interesting stories to tell us.
But yeah, we are going to be probably just bullshitting about fitness, the fitness industry, kind of where all that's going right now. And so you can learn a little bit about us personally. Maybe you'll...
Lessen your chances of getting COVID.
Yeah. Hey, well, see what Jules got to say about it. I think COVID's the least of his worries from the fucking shit I hear.
Oh, if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. Had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because this will be out next week. You know?
Yeah.
This is Labor Day weekend when we're recording this.
We love you guys. Be safe. Right. Hope you were safe. It's weird trying to balance that out.
Weren't safe, but we're a little safe.
Like, well, you are, but we're, because it's
all right, shut
now,
the fuck
but
up.
Next week.
Let's go.
What if they were into that kind of shit?
We should call Alyssa.
Call Alyssa. Alyssa's always tuning
she's
in.
She's always
dude.
Been rocking with us.
Yeah, yeah. She's a ride or die.
She's my favorite family member of yours.
Shut the fuck up.
Besides your mom.
What'd you say, bitch?
That wasn't sexual. It was just my forked tongue coming out.
God, you're fucking, your ass stinks, bro.
My ass stinks?
Yeah.
You still smell that?
Yeah.
Protein, no shot, bro. Dude.
There ain't, it's not,
I didn't even
no
smell
way,
it.
I fucking ripped that shit when the fan was on, and he's just being a baby.
All right.
Oh, it's so stinky. It's so stinky.
Well, what's been going on, fellers?
I don't know. Hey, what are you drinking protein?
No, I haven't. I haven't done protein since I got off my shit, probably.
I stopped taking protein and switched to a whole meal replacement.
Really?
Yeah. Axe and Sledge.
You need all the protein they make.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Everyone does.
Try and get big. I mean, what the fuck?
Proteins.
Hey, Hatman. She don't want to talk to us.
She could be at work. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday.
We're chipping.
It's weird. We always go back and forth between Fridays and Sundays.
What's up, Alyssa?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Oh. Alyssa.
So Justin's
Hello.
On. Austin's on.
Hi,
right
Alyssa.
Now.
What's up, everybody?
I just got done bragging on you, your brother.
Yeah, I'm scared that... I'm scared he led you down a wrong path. So we're gonna talk about
right
this.
Path.
We're just gonna ask you, you know, some questions or whatever. You can, you know,
stop making it so formal. You
no,
make
it's
it
not
weird,
formal.
Bro.
I'm just giving him a layout. Is this your first time talking
on
a show?
I'll talk to your sister. So aliens,
yeah.
Right? Kanye okay. being a clone.
All right, hold on. Let me introduce her in first.
Kanye is a clone. Music sucks.
Oh my god. All right. You see how unprofessional my workplace
can't
is?
Listen to Drake. You're fucking up.
All right. Well, today we have Alyssa on. She's been a very loyal listener.
Top fan
supporter
badge,
of the show. Yeah, top fan badge. Created great artwork for us that's actually on our cover.
Yeah, it's our cover photo.
Cover photo. And yeah, we love her, so we have her on.
This is the first time. I'm surprised we haven't had her on before.
Yeah, we need to get on more. She seemed to be knowing.
Yeah.
She'd be knowing
that shit.
So, Alyssa, I'm a little scared they've led you down the wrong path to where you're believing in Flat Earth or Bigfoot.
Okay, so I do want to first off start by saying I am not a Flat Earther.
Okay, good.
I don't believe in that crap. Amen. You know, I may or may not be a Hollow Earther.
Ooh.
Have you seen Kong vs. Godzilla?
You know, I have had a dream about these giant monsters that attack the world. I remember seeing it all happen. I remember, like, visually seeing, like, the skyscrapers in the town. Just, like, literally, you know, you go outside in your house and, like, there's, like, these big-ass monsters in the fucking city. You could just see them. They're destroying the whole town. I'm just like, man, that's how the world's going to end. Or at least I hope it does.
Damn. I think there's a lot we don't know about our dreams. I think there's something important about it. Oh,
absolutely. I was going to ask you guys that too, but you guys were like, let's cool it down on the conspiracy stuff, so I didn't bring up that.
Hey, you know, it's a slippery slope with us, man.
We'll go on anything.
I heard this quote one time. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It says, REM dreaming was given to us by the creators just in order to communicate with them and possibly one day leave the cave. That's a quote by Dr. Patrick McNamara.
Now, you guys do know the cave reference, right? It's the different tiers down, and the very bottom, they're just seeing shadows of the people above them. And
like, as above, so below?
No, it's more of like a tiered metaphor for how we are kept
in a cave.
In like this bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just manipulating the shadows, and we believe that as our only reality because we haven't seen outside or even on the next stage up.
Yep.
And it just keeps going up until you're out of the cave. So that's what that is referencing. Right, Alyssa? Or am I just talking on my ass?
I don't know specifically. I thought maybe the cave was just like a metaphor, you know, how we're kept in the dark kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good quote. I've never heard it before. Who was that by again?
Yep. Dr. Patrick McNamara.
Interesting.
And what
had
you asked her, Gabe?
What?
To get her started. Because you were talking about how
we're on the wrong path.
You'd struggled with your thoughts or something like that. And it was good to hear us talk about it because...
But struggled with her existence, I think, is what she said.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I just always struggled with my existence and just, like, you know, being human. Just, like, I don't know, it never felt right to me. And, you know, sometimes I'd have, like, these mental breakdowns where I'd tell my husband, you know, I just don't feel real. Like, I feel, like, static, you know, like a static on a TV. And, you know, I did recently learn, I'm not sure if you guys know that, but the static on the TV is actually the earliest... What is it? It's essentially microwaves from the Big Bang that, like, that we were able to pick up on, you know, TV screens. It's really weird.
Huh. Like the lingering radiation and frequency from the Big Bang? Is that what you're talking about? I've never heard of that.
More so, like, radio waves are just the earliest form of energy that was a byproduct of the Big Bang that, I mean, just so happened we were able to visually pick up and see on TV screens in the form of static.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see? You guys were like, you know, I don't know about the Russian experiment thing, you know, with America. Posty liked that comment and sent a YouTube
don't
video, which
fed.
I was actually watching when you guys called.
To what happened?
Well, Posty sent me a YouTube video, or I mean, it's on the comment, responded to the comment on the feed. But it was basically talking about, I think it said subversion, which was basically like Russian distracting us and not like in any, you know, like cooperative secret way. No, they're sending their people right on in here. We're like, yeah, come on in. You know, you want to be a spy here? Come on, it's America.
Well, yeah, that was...
So, I mean, I was only, like, 10 minutes into the video. It's, like, an hour-long video. So, you guys might want to check that out, too.
I wonder if that goes into the whole KGB...
Yes, they did bring up KGB.
All that shit, the sleeper cells, and...
Yeah,
you guys should check out that video, too.
Have you ever watched the show The Americans?
No.
It's on FX, and it's a show about KGB sleeper cell agents over here in America being activated... It's really good. It is a little bit older, but definitely recommend checking it out, especially if on topic, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alyssa, how long have you been looking into the whole conspiracy world? How long have you been kind of dabbling into that?
I'll be real honest. I went down the hole as soon as you guys brought out your podcast. I was like, man, they're down the hole with me. I'm going. Just me.
No, that's cool. That's what we love here. We love honesty. Because even me, I haven't been as long as, let's say, Justin, or I don't know how long Austin has either. But I think maybe conspiracy-wise, I've been in for like the last maybe 3-4 years, I want to say. So,
yeah, Austin, sounds you're like about you're not deep enough, Gabe.
Yeah.
You're not deep enough, man.
The thing that got me into conspiracies is I was high school. It was probably like freshman, sophomore year. Yeah. I was just late night YouTube binging down the clicking. And I walked on this video or clicked on this video, and it was just like, you know, when you type a message and it reads it, it was like a robot voice. And it was this dude in this like FEMA camp, I think. And I just saw these black coffins, and I was like, that shit scared me. And I was like, what is this? And that's when I kind of started diving.
I guess, yeah, I've always kind of looked into like the ancient aliens and all that shit. Yeah. But I just never have gone down as deep until I met Justin. Justin kind of opened my eyes.
Well, I mean, everyone's an alien believer, right? Like, that's where we all start, isn't it?
I don't know. I think some people don't. I mean, real religious people, I'm sure there's some people that,
religious people believe in.
Well, yeah, a dude that lives in the sky, yeah.
Extraterrestrial beings, whether they call them angels or not, is completely irrelevant. Oh, well,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so.
I've been asked, you know, how do you think aliens fit in with the simulation theory? You know, how can you believe in both of those things? And I was thinking, well, you know, like, the simulation theory, obviously things can be manipulated. Your history can be wiped or simulated. And, like, as humans, we only perceive a certain spectrum of, like, light and things, so we can easily not be perceiving the whole world, obviously.
All right. So this is the issue that a lot of people, I think.
You just got Justin excited right now. He's like, oh, shit.
Rubbing his nipples.
This is the thing that I think a lot of people get fucked up when it comes to simulation theory. And I only say that because I think I'm right, right? So people stop with the simulation at Earth. I think it's the whole universe is the simulation.
Jesus.
So they're ex facto, a lot of the aliens we could see are simulations, whether or not they know they're a simulation or whether or not they're an outside character, you know, being dropped in like a developer or some shit who's coming in to see what's going on. Is there's no way of knowing any of that. But for me, it's easier for me to grasp if I consider the whole universe a part of the simulation.
Oh, absolutely.
And the simulation is completely dependent on the observer via quantum mechanics and science and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's all I had to say about that.
Hopefully that answered
Maybe that'll help you kind of reconcile some of the stuff that, you know, will come up eventually and maybe frame it a little bit better for you. I don't know exactly all what you know. And yeah, I'm just here to help the world.
That's the hard part about this stuff is there's so much. And I think a lot of people get like, they get tunnel visioned on one thing and it kind of keeps them out of the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Compartmentalized, just like with everything else.
Yep.
And that's why the government's so effective at covering this shit up, is because everything is in its own separate box.
Yeah. I think in a nutshell, you know, we are in like a rage simulation, you know, with the shadow government not wanting us to get to the heightened, enlightened next level, you know, mm-hmm. if we just had, you know, love and shit like that, but you know, everyone wants to stay fighting and we're never going to reach that next level. And that's exactly, you know, what this simulated reality wants. And basically that's what the thought experiment is. How can we keep them fighting? How can we keep them angry?
Wait. How can who keep us fighting?
I'm sorry?
How can who keep us fighting? Who are the ones who want to keep us fighting?
He wants you to say that L word.
Yeah. That's a good question.
The lizards.
Right. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, that's the
don't L-word. Say it, Alyssa.
I was flicking my tongue like a lizard.
Don't
the whole
time. It. I think that kind of goes over what you talked about in an episode not too long ago about the negative energy that they feed off of, right?
Yeah, and yeah. It's a lot of the vocabulary. This goes back to we've talked about it. Who knows how many times on the show, but our vocabulary and our definitions, and they ultimately control those because of the dictionary and the internet, yeah. And just they control the knowledge.
Did you go down that Jordan Maxwell rabbit hole, Alyssa?
No, not yet. I wrote them down for my further research, trying to get through Theories of the Third Kind and then just trying to get back to my hobby, so I'm not 100%.
Yeah, you definitely got to take breaks. Austin will tell you.
Yeah,
about
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah, Justin got me in a dark path
down Saturn.
I was depressed. I was on Saturn. I was like,
hey, I definitely want to know more about Saturn. You guys saw the Sailor Moon thing that I sent to Gabe, right?
Yeah.
And then on Luca, I'm not sure if you noticed that, but I mean that I believe is trying to get the kids, you know, desensitized to the reptilians.
Yeah.
Anyone with me there?
Yep.
All right. And they do also have a Saturn scene. Have you guys watched Luca?
I know, but everything has a Saturn scene.
It all comes back to Saturn.
Right? Right, of course. Everything comes back to Saturn, man.
See, this is...
The damn black cube of Saturn? Come on.
See, if you wouldn't have been...
It's a fourth dimension cube.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have been tuning in, you probably would have just strolled past Saturn all these times.
Absolutely. Yeah. But since you guys have brought Saturn to my attention, I see Saturn everywhere. I see the black cube everywhere. You know,
yep,
it's everywhere, man.
Now, I just want to bring this back to Jordan Maxwell real quick. And I was learning about Saturn before, you know, YouTube started cracking down on all that shit, right? And in the golden era of YouTube. And I was like months down the Saturn rabbit hole learning all this shit. And two things that one, Jordan Maxwell. And the other is Edge of Wonder. Now, Edge of Wonder isn't on YouTube anymore, but they do have a website that you could go to and subscribe to get all their content. They have the best Saturn for Beginners episode that I've found. It's not on there no more?
I can't find it on there. It's not
on
there anymore.
Jesus Christ.
The only one about Saturn I can find is the one with, he's like a psychic. What are those? They can like astral project and see. What are they called? I can't think of the name right now.
Remote viewers.
Yeah, remote viewer, and he's the only one that I can find on Saturn. But he does have some interesting stuff on there.
But what I was getting at with all that is Jordan Maxwell helped me understand the vocabulary, and the Edge of Wonder Deep State series that is no longer on the fucking internet, not even on their website, was the best starting point. All the information that I had spent months gathering, they had in like a 5 or 6 part series just dusting over it. But it's like, dude, if I would have started there, it would have made everything else so much fucking easier. But now that all the Saturn shit's off of YouTube, Edge of Wonder's off of YouTube, they're censoring a bunch of David Icke shit, Jordan Maxwell, all these other people and all these other channels, now it's damn near impossible.
Yeah, it's hard to find stuff about it now.
Especially if you're going through Google. Don't use Google. Fuck them.
I'm on...
Yeah, you know, with YouTube, these days it's pretty easy to like download stuff and save it. I know back in the day it wasn't, but now we do have that capability. So, you know, we're expecting them to scrub stuff. Go ahead, save it before they do it.
Yep. What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
My favorite conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't really have one. I guess the simulation theory, I'm all in that.
All right, fair enough.
Do you have anything that you've kind of started looking into right now that you kind of wanted to know a little more on?
Well, you were talking about Saturn, right? You wanted to talk a little bit about Saturn and, you know.
Oh, for sure. I want to talk about Saturn. I want to know all about Saturn.
I'm kind of a little pissed about
the Erin Valenti thing. I know I keep bringing her up.
Yeah.
But so her last words were, none of it is real. It's all a thought experiment. we're living in the Matrix. That's what she told her mom or her parents, whatever, like right before they found her dead, and said she died. She was clean, by the way.
What was her name?
Died of an acute manic. Was it an acute manic state? You know how many bipolar people would be dead if, you know, you could die from an acute manic state?
Right.
So, like, I'm like, what's that? So I'm a little pissed about that. So, like, I'll keep bringing her up, you know, anytime I can, because I think, you know, she was suicided because she knew too much.
A lot of people have been.
Right. Now, this goes back to... See, I'm going to be kind of a double speaker right now because... I'm still not sure if the simulation, like if we're living in base reality, which a lot of people say we aren't, but it's also people that I generally don't trust or like Elon Musk. Is half of me believes that we are in a simulation. But then when I start thinking about it and start breaking it down, and if I also believe that the Matrix is just a metaphor for the false reality that we've been thinking we're living in. And it's the Matrix is actually just in our mind. So it's compiled of our beliefs and our social structures and all this other shit to make us. Do you get where I'm going with that, Alyssa? Like the Matrix isn't out. It's not a system within another system. It's just how we are taught to perceive the world and the universe. Therefore, all the fake shit that Aaron Valenti was probably going on about, she probably realized that, wow, it's all just a setup. It's all just a setup. And there's all this other shit going on behind closed doors, like alien contact, the Galactic Federation type shit.
Yeah.
Advanced technologies.
I mean, I think we really need to look into Posty's video that he shared, you know, mentioned about America being in a Russian experiment, because I think there's a lot more to that than we realize.
We will. I think everyone here will take a look at that video.
I'm looking at I'm looking at the Aaron case right now. They said something about she was a big tech CEO or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, she was a smart woman.
Which is weird, because you look at
an app company.
Yeah, but then you look at what happened to John McAfee and his supposed...
Well, when you get so far into
computer systems... Did they say he was suicide, or did they say he was...
Well, he said he killed himself.
Yeah, so I mean...
But now it's big tech.
Well, look at this. She flew to California for a business meeting in Silicon Valley.
I don't like Silicon Valley. Is a big
that's what I was looking at, yeah.
Bro, and like I was... I'm going to get back to what I was saying. You get so far up that you have accumulated these technologies and this information, and then you start making the comparisons and start to look at it objectively, and you're like, fuck, everything we've been taught and everything we're told to this day is a fucking lie.
Yeah. Like,
maybe,
you know,
even P3. I don't know. Maybe we're just part of it.
And they got that Voice of God tech?
Yeah.
You know, you B2K, baby. They can be in your head.
Yeah, it's like, how do you even know those thoughts are your thoughts? Because if everything's frequency, all I got to do is just have a recording of your voice and to match the frequencies.
That's a big thing that Alan Watts talks about. He's like, you are not the thinker, you're the observer. And that's interesting as fuck to me.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get into Alan Watts, but he is so hard to understand. Dude.
It's so deep.
What you just said right now is that everything's a frequency, then Alyssa isn't wrong about what she said earlier when we called her, that she feels like she's like static, like a frequency.
Yeah, like her existence. Because
that's what we are, if you break it down, on a quantum physics episode.
I think that ties a lot into string theory.
No, but I remember you sending me stuff on that.
It's a frequency, but a string.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you sending me. Did you send me something on that?
Hey, Alyssa.
On string theory?
Yeah, I think you sent it to me a while back.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a theoretical physicist, I can't remember his name, I think his last name was like Sylvester or something like that, but he had been researching string theory his whole life, but basically found that the universe had correction code built into it, like a software would.
Okay.
and that the basics, I guess you could say components of that were zeros and ones, like you see in binary code.
But now, and then experiments like the double slit experiment are exploitations of that code and anomalies concerning that code.
Yeah, y'all lost me on that one.
All right, so
we're getting into real smart shit.
Yeah, right? We're getting into real smart shit.
I don't know that it necessarily, you know, like takes away from string theory. I think it's an additional, you know, process in itself that we're still coming to terms with in terms of like quantum shit.
When I first heard about like a string theory, like everything being connected, I was first getting into like my spiritual awakening phase of, you know, all of that. And I've talked about him before, Bashar, who is channeled by Daryl Anka. I suggest you, Alyssa, and all of our listeners go check him out, because it's, you're like, man, this is probably fake, but it's so fucking convincing, like how he's talking and how he's articulating what he's talking about, extremely complicated subject matter like spirituality and science and all this other shit. And he's just boom, boom, boom. He's like a normal guy. Well, Bashar had explained it like, there's one point, imagine one point, one atom, and it's moving at truly infinite speed, not the speed of light, but truly infinite. It would look like it's everywhere at once, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this would also explain quantum entanglement, which ties into string theory, how atoms and particles and molecules can be affected in one way, and they can see the effects somewhere else, because everything is ultimately connected. Because what if everything is ultimately just one?
One, yeah.
And that's where the all is the one all. And the one is the all comes from. Because you can't have one without the other. That's a part of the universal paradox and the polarity, man. Gabe's yawning.
Gonna be like snooze fest.
turn your fucking mic off, bud. Oh, but yeah, listen. I suggest you check out.
I'm not smart enough Bashar. To comprehend.
But as far as that, he's not fucking putting any effort in.
God, calm down. Jesus
sorry, I'm
Christ.
Fucking. Dude, this shit gets me pumped. I told you my nipples were hard.
Fuck.
I feel you on that feeling like you're not real. I feel like I've been
all the time
going through that my whole life as well. So
all the time,
you're not alone, Alyssa.
Do you ever feel like you're observing?
I appreciate you guys saying that. It's a super weird feeling.
It is. It sucks sometimes.
Do you guys ever feel like you're observing yourself?
Mm. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Like you're sitting back with inside yourself, observing yourself, just do normal shit, like carry about your life.
I observe my actions a lot, or like my life prior. I don't think I observe myself in the moment.
Like you're sitting in a
machine,
like a machine almost.
Yeah.
And watching it go about.
Yeah.
From the inside.
No.
And you're not woke enough for that shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's not hold up Alyssa any longer. She's at work.
We didn't even get to talk about
Thank you for
Saturn. Yeah, she's I think gotta go.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
All right. Hey, next time we record on a Sunday, we'll talk about Saturn, all right?
Yeah, we'll have you on again, Alyssa. We appreciate everything and keep spreading the word.
Yeah, we love you and thank you for all the support.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thanks for coming on.
Love you guys.
And the dope
Thanks
ass
for
artwork.
Me on. Have a good one.
Keep it coming. All right.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Love you. Bye.
And a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
That was a good phone call.
Yeah.
That was.
Too bad she's at work. Man, we got to stop. We got to say fuck this Friday shit.
Oh, my God.
Can't dangle a Saturn conversation in front of my face without me trying to bite at it.
All right. That's Julian.
All right. That's Jules. Let's get him on.
Jules.
We can talk about this later.
Yeah. Jules.
What's up, Jules?
What up, buddy?
Jules.
What's going on?
You guys ready for me?
Absolutely. We've been ready.
Oh, shit. What have we talked about so far?
Absolutely nothing.
We've been just sitting here waiting for you, honestly.
We've been sitting here in silence waiting for you to call.
Yeah.
One of y'all was stroking the bong. Don't lie to me.
No bongs today.
We're at Austin's place.
Yeah.
No bonks. Jerk
free zone.
No bonks. No reefer here.
You can just imagine how sad I am.
This show's gonna be lame.
We were talking about steroids, if that helps at all.
I've never tried them, but you can use one of my butt cheeks to inject it if you got it.
I got something to inject in your butt cheek.
Whoa.
Hey, I thought that's what the pace we were going with this. My bad.
Look, I know it's 2021 and all, but God damn, leave my ass alone. I got a little butt. I got to hold my hand over my butt.
You guys have something in common. It'd be like fucking two walls slapping against each other.
Jesus.
Gabe's got thunder thighs. That's the only reason why
I don't even like this show anymore.
What's up, Jules? You got a story to tell us? You said on the live you had an interesting story to tell the world.
I got all kinds of stories. You tell me which one you want to hear, and I'm going all in right now. Balls deep. Let's go.
No, I don't even know. I don't know, man. Just pick one. There was. You were telling me some pretty good ones the other day.
Okay. Let's check this out. So I met this girl at the bar, and I seen her there a few times, and we talked a few times. And one night we ended up smashing in my back seat, and the girl fucking like squirted all over my back seat. And you know, when you're messing with a girl and she's a squirter, that's one of those things. Like, I would appreciate if you mentioned in advance, like, give me some heads up so I could take some precautions, you know. But that didn't happen. Luckily, I love
them pissy bitches, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Luckily, I have leather seats and it was easy to clean up. Not a problem, right? So we end up hanging out again at the bar and we're shooting darts together. And she's over here fucking, she's all over me. I bit on her neck a little bit at the bar. And then as soon as I did that, then some guy walks in. He's like, "Who the fuck is this? You're fucking cheating on me. Who is this guy?" And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?" Come to find out, this was her fucking dude. And I'm losing my shit right now. I didn't know she had a dude.
Your car, bro. Dude, I thought you were going to say you slipped in a puddle or something.
All over my seats. Yeah, she had a fucking dude. So anyways, they ended up breaking up that day. Obviously, right? Ended up breaking up that day. And now, they still lived in the same house, but they separated bedrooms. And he had one bedroom.
She had
the bedroom right, door.
This is a story you told me the other day.
No shot.
Door, right across the hall. So one night we got drunk together at the bar, and she wanted to smash, and I wanted to smash. She was like, "Well, come back to the house." I'm like, "Well, he's there, right?" And she was like, "Okay."
Oh my God.
She's like, "Yeah, but he's asleep." I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's go. So I go, and as soon as we walk in, she's got a dog that's like, "Hey, he's here. Wake up, he's here." This fucking dog is going crazy, barking his fucking ass off. I'm about to kick the damn kennel. Anyways, I go back to her room. And we take off our clothes and we're about to get to it. And out of nowhere, we hear a fucking slam on the door. And she was like, "What the fuck was that?" I'm like, "Oh, you know what that was." And then it stopped. And then we didn't hear nothing. So we get back to it. And then we hear it again. Slam. She said, "What is that?" I said, "I'm telling you, you know what that is." And then we hear a slam. "Get that guy the fuck out of this house." And I'm like, "Oh shit, I told you you knew what that was. He knew I was here." And she's like, "There's nobody here." And he's like, "No bullshit. I can fucking hear him in there." I was like, "Well, I'm just going to go ahead and get dressed then."
Damn, didn't even get the nut off?
Dude, not even.
You're the type of motherfucker that ends up on the nightly news, bro. That's risky business.
No, tell him what she did.
She grabs this fucking Rambo knife. And she opens up the door. She goes out there, and this guy's standing there with a fucking fireplace shovel. He had a fireplace shovel in his hand. So no, not the poker, the shovel.
Oh, the shovel to pick up the ashes.
He had the fireplace shovel, and he was ready to fucking hit me with that bitch when I came out. But she goes out there with this Rambo knife, and she's like, "What are you gonna do, motherfucker? This ain't your house." And she's going off on this dude. In the meantime, while she's doing that, I'm slipping on some clothes and I'm trying to get the fuck out of here because I don't want no fucking drama. I was just trying to bust the knife.
I don't
want
to get hit in the head with a fucking shovel. I think we can all agree with that.
I didn't want any drama, even though I knew he was at the house.
Hey, you fucking, that's risky, dude.
I came here to bust a nut.
You should have just fucked her out in the front yard, bro. What's the matter with you?
you know. Typically nowadays, that's what we do. But
yeah,
this time
Julian has had his fair share of front yard fucks.
I have plenty of front yard sex, but at this time, We wanted to smash in her bed, so fuck it. So once I got all my clothes on, she comes back in with this Rambo knife, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get out of here. And I was like, you know what? Let me.
Go ahead.
What? Since he had the shovel, I didn't have nothing. What the fuck I got? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave. Let me see that knife real quick. And I walk out there, and dude's sitting in the living room, like playing a game or watching TV. Hey,
you're not
going to
incriminate yourself, are you?
By how? By who?
I don't know. You know wherever you're going with the story.
You know we have billions of listeners, and he's probably listening.
That's okay.
Right now.
It's okay. I hope he is. Because I'm on my way out the door, and I said, hey, buddy, let me talk to you for a minute.
Oh, my God. This gets worse.
I said, hey, buddy, let me talk to you for a minute. And he said, just leave. And I said, no, hold on. I'm trying to talk to you man to man right now. He said, just leave. I was like, whatever. Just remember, I tried talking to you and I left.
I would have been so pissed if there was some guy in my
so pissed
fucking my girl in my house and then tried to conversate afterwards.
Look, it's Converse and it was his ex-girl.
Converse.
I thought you were only
it's Converse and it's his ex-girl.
I thought you were only pissing in my car.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's his ex-girl.
I tried to tell him
my bad. You know, I'll smash her somewhere else next time. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh my God.
Damn, taking shots, bro.
Oh my God.
Bonked you over the head.
He didn't want to talk. He wouldn't even make fucking eye contact with me. But whatever. I tried to be a man and talk about it. But
he's probably
going to
end up.
Talk about it.
He's probably fucking plotting your death right now.
He's building a bomb to put underneath your car right now.
And he very well could be because he still comes up to the bar and he'll sit there and have some beers and he'll just fucking stare at me the whole time.
Hey, have you tried just fighting him?
I don't need to fight him because I don't have no reason to fight him. If he wants to fight, he can come fight me. It's not going to end well for him, but he can come fight me. I'm not just going to walk up and try to fight. I'm not just going to walk up and fight some random guy.
Maybe he secretly likes hearing you guys fuck, but as a man, he's just like,
he can't admit
it. I gotta break it up.
Well, that's the case. Then why'd he fucking, why'd he block my cock?
Maybe he's a cuckold, bro.
Because maybe he just wants to hear you fuck, but not nut.
Y'all walk up to him and be like, listen, man, I want you to watch me fuck her and see what he says.
Now that I will not be doing. You know, I does a crazy shit in my life, but I don't want any part of that.
Hold on one sec, Joey.
Yeah.
I got a phone call coming. Hold on. Just stay right
Is
there.
Is that beeping going to be on the recording?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It happens. I've heard other podcasts with it on there. I'll try to get it out.
It's natural. It's organic, dog.
I didn't know that it does this. And there's another podcast I was listening to, and it does that shit to them, too. All right. Well, damn, dude.
Man, I was hoping whenever you were talking
you
about
die.
Her coming back in the room with the Bowie knife, you were just going to be like, well, my dick got back hard, so we just started going after it.
Can you hold the Bowie knife while we do it?
Hold it up to my neck.
Put it on my nipples.
Can you choke me while I do this?
Jesus Christ.
All right, what are the stories? You got something better than you almost getting the shit beat out of you in somebody else's house?
I didn't almost get the shit beat out of me.
You almost got shoveled.
I did. I probably could have caught a shovel to the head. Not gonna lie.
Wait, was the girl white?
Was she white?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's white.
Okay. Yeah. Typical.
What bar is this? So I can avoid that bar.
It's actually close to us.
So I can.
Go to that.
Yeah,
bar?
We're not naming the bars.
Yeah. we can talk about this off the air if you want.
Does it start with an L?
Hell, you can come on out with me.
To start with an L.
Matter of fact, I'll be there tonight.
But it starts with a B.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. You already know the bar, don't you?
I've been in some scuffles in there. So.
Yeah. That's funny. Damn, you've been in scuffles in there too?
Yeah.
He's the fucking heavyweight champion of Westport and Liberty?
No, it wasn't Liberty.
All right, next story. Same girl. Me and my baby mama, we split up months ago, right? Split up a while ago. And I still let her stay with me, right? Just, you know, for the baby and all. We got a baby together. And she had nowhere to go. So I let her stay there for me. Anyway, she's gone. She's gone for the entire weekend doing whatever. And I was like, and I invited this girl over. Like, cause, you know, we ended up going to the bar, I'm sure. That's what we do. We go to the bar, have some drinks, shoot some darts. And then and she came back with me. And we're smashing.
And then out of nowhere, I got a fucking baby monitor hooked up in my room to watch, you know, in case the baby's sleeping, I got to go out and do something. I go watch the baby, all that. Out of nowhere, I hear, get that bitch the fuck out of the house. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I'm looking around like, what the fuck, is someone in here? This bitch is fucking watching me pound this girl out on a fuck on through the baby monitor. And you could talk through the baby monitor, too.
So she can hear all the things you were saying?
She can hear everything. At this time, I think I was just getting bopped up at the time.
Damn, bro.
And she's like, get that bitch the fuck out of the house, man. And yeah, and she said, I've already recorded a video. She's just, man, she done made a whole fucking, she done made a whole porno off the baby monitor. I feel like I should charge her for it. Like I feel like she owed me some money, man.
You're gonna be on Pornhub,
man,
next
dude.
Week.
You're a victim, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's she Weinsteins you, bro.
I feel like a victim.
So what happened after that? Did you guys just continue on, or did you tell her to leave?
I'm a savage. I fucking got up with a fucking raging boner, and I flipped off the camera, and I unplugged it, and I finished and busted my nut.
Jesus Christ, dude! What the fuck?
Damn, Jules.
I did.
I know, dude. You guys doing all right after that?
What you mean?
Are you guys on good graces?
Is who? Me and my baby mama?
Yeah.
Well, considering the fact that she got a broken ass leg now by falling down the stairs, and now she's got to stay with me even longer while I help her out. And yeah, I'd say there's not really much she can be mad about. First of all, we're not even together. We're not even together.
I'm guessing that was an accident.
That's yeah, man. She fell down with my fucking kid in her hand and everything, ooh, man.
Whoa, damn. What did all that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I mean, he took a hit too. Don't get me
like
wrong.
A true Maury hit. Show. Oh, he took a hit too? Yeah. God damn.
He took a hit, man. He had a bruise on his face. I was pissed the fuck off. I grabbed him as soon as I went and found out about this, grabbed him, and, you know, he's okay. But I looked at her fucking leg, and she's like, I fucked up my leg. I looked at it. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, you did.
You're right about that.
Yeah, you need to go to the hospital. And it was crazy, too, because this is like first thing in the fucking morning. I was still asleep. I didn't have to be up for work for like another hour. My daughter comes running up, and she's like screaming that she fell down the stairs with the baby. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I fucking hop up and I go running and grab my baby, look him over, make sure he's okay. He's fine. He's fine. Mm. I look at her fucking leg and I'm like, oh yeah, you need to go to the hospital now.
Yeah, so you are not fine on the other hand, bitch.
Yeah. Hell no. Jesus, her fucking Christ. Leg was on swole and it looked bent. I was like, hell no, you look like Conor McGregor right now.
Oh,
so
shit.
I run upstairs and I get the baby dressed, I get myself dressed, I tell my daughter she needs to get dressed, and then I gotta fucking get everybody in the car. And now my baby mama, you know, now look, she just had a baby. So she's not a little woman. You know, she's on the heavier side. And I'm a little guy. I'm like a 120 soaking wet. And she obviously can't walk from where she's at to the car. So how the fuck do I get her in the car?
You roll her, bro.
No, I had to go fucking Super Saiyan 3 and channel my inner strength and pick this big bitch up and fucking put her in the car.
Super Saiyan 3, dog. My boy went fucking old school, dog.
I don't know, but I did. I picked her ass up and put her in the car and took her to the hospital.
Well, at least you didn't have to go Saiyan God, right? I mean, she wasn't that heavy.
I didn't have to do all that, but yeah. When it was all said and done, I said, how do you break your shit falling down the stairs? You need some milk.
Wow. Well, I mean, when you're obese, that kind of shit happens, right?
Well, it bought her 3 more months, right? So,
fuck.
Well, Jules, thanks for the stories, man.
You know what? We're going to have to make this a weekly thing. You just call in, tell us a new crazy sex story, and then we'll just move on
with
our lives a little bit.
I got these stories for days, man. Those are just a couple that just right off top. I got all kinds of these stories, man.
You got any stories where you shit your pants?
Where I shit my pants?
Yeah.
I almost did that taking a piss this morning.
Yeah, like every time I eat Taco Bell.
Ooh, we were talking about Taco Bell
today. Oh, so we got something to look forward
dude.
To later, huh, Gabriel?
I've already shit my pants once this month. I'm good for the month.
Dude, tell them that one story when you had to take a shit and the guy you were working in his house. offered you to use his restroom?
Yeah, no, this has happened multiple times because every time I got a shit and I'm working, I don't want to shit in a fucking customer's house. Trust me, they're gonna think I'm gonna go and take a piss. So I'm not gonna tell them I gotta take a shit. I'm just gonna ask if I use the bathroom, and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, sure, yeah. But if I got a shit, they're not gonna want that there. So trust me. So I don't ever do that. Whenever I got a shit, I just let them know, hey, I'm gonna run to the gas station.
I'm a decent human being.
So I was on the phone with my other brother. I told him, watch, I'm gonna tell this dude I'm gonna go run and use the bathroom, and he's gonna offer it. I'm be like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. And it happened just like that. I was like, sir, I gotta run to the gas station. I gotta use the restroom. He's like, no, you can use this one right here. And this is like literally like right fucking next to him in the hallway. I'm like, no, sir, trust me, you don't want this here. this guy just stared at me and just gave me like the okay look, and I just walked out.
Wow.
Like, as a man, do you need any more clarification than that? I've actually had a cable guy do that at my fucking house. Hey, can I use the bathroom? Yeah, no problem. It's right over there. Blew it up. Yes, nuked my fucking bathroom, bro.
That's fucked up, bro.
You fucking asshole.
And you know he flushed half the toilet paper roll down the back.
Oh, you are. Yeah, I don't. You know, I didn't go in there for hours. Go in there for hours, bro.
Yeah.
Like skid marks all in your bowl. You don't even leave skid marks like this.
Well, Jules, at least you know you have some morals.
All right. I got a couple.
Well, all
right, Jules, until next time, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Jules,
for the call, buddy.
Peace out.
How are you?
That was Julian the Hooligan, dude.
Crazy J. Holy shit.
So fitness, guys.
Fitness.
So how many protein scoops do you shove up your ass every day?
I put it in the blender and straight inject it, dude. That's how I get my fucking...
Dude, straight pin and protein, bro.
Yep.
And why don't you put that mic up a little bit so you don't have to...
Well, I got a little baby stand, dogs.
It doesn't stay up?
Yeah,
there you go. Yo. I feel bad because you're like hunched, you know?
It's not my fault I'm so fucking
tighten your shit up.
Big.
Dude. No, tighten your back screw.
I'm getting smaller, though, for the listeners.
It's not. So. You see all this caving in?
Do you have a wood piece under your thing?
No.
I'm just kidding. You'll be all right. All
right. So, what do you guys want to talk about fitness? What do you guys want to bring to the people on?
I don't know.
Knowledge of health.
What's new? We're talking about... Austin doesn't even drink protein. Mm-hmm. I stopped drinking protein and switched to a whole food meal replacement shake that I have twice a day. So it's like,
you know. God, dude, my burps smell like straight Taco Bell right now.
And then you got this fucking motherfucker.
We're talking about protein, Taco Bell.
That is protein. That's good old American protein.
Isn't Taco Bell like one step above dog food?
I thought it was below.
Really?
I thought it was below.
If that's one step. Don't ever talk about Taco Bell like that ever again.
Dude, I hate Taco Bell, bro. Right, that shit makes me feel like dog shit after.
Don't ever talk about America's fucking...
I love Taco Bell.
Yeah. America's fucking greatest restaurant ever created. That's true American food.
Dude, Posta's going to figure out where I live just based off those sirens, if he doesn't already know.
Yeah. He's triangulating our position right
now.
Hey,
and did he say he was reaching out to... Did Alyssa say he sent her messages?
He commented on her comment.
Oh, I thought he sent her a message. I was like, Post, all right, we're stepping over the line here. Can't be hitting
on my
family.
Come after me, not my family.
Yeah. Hey, you can't be going after top badge holders
Know that you can go after Justin, just not his dogs.
And we know it's you, Julian.
Just leave our families out of it. If you want to square up, we could do that. Not that I'd square up with you, Post. I love you. And you're sending us some dope-ass stickers.
If you're hoping...
They're actually the outline. Yeah, they're not a square. Yeah, okay.
If you're trying to square up and you're hoping for a one-on-one, ain't no one-on-ones, bitch. We're going in.
It's P3.
P3 versus Post.
Well, it's technically P4.
But... P3 and a half.
Oh, damn, boy.
Gabriel's the half.
David misses one day.
Yeah, whoa. What makes you think I'm talking about David?
No, you're talking about David.
No, I'm talking about you.
David, I don't support that shit, David. All right. I don't support what he said.
I don't appreciate you bringing my crippled friend into the fucking conversation.
Hey, bro.
What an asshole.
Austin, go ahead and choke him back real quick.
I'd have to, like, scoot my chair out, and that's a lot of fucking work.
That's a lot of mats you got to move, bro.
Mats. But, hey, did you brought him on a float trip one time?
Yeah, we went on a float trip.
Was that, like, a little while back, or?
It was, like, 5 years ago.
Do you think he'd be down to do something like that again?
Yeah.
I think we should try to get like a purple pill float trip next year, like planned or
our
some
families
shit.
And
we could do that too. Yeah, I think it would be a pretty chill time.
Why are you looking at me like that?
These dudes are looking like they want to fuck each other.
I know, I was just picturing Gabe in a little bikini speedo. Bottom,
little speedo.
No, I think it would be a chill
little
time.
Mosquito bite poking out.
Get
the
some
front.
Get some purple pill bonding action.
Bro, I think we've gone over how big my dong is. So
yeah, not very big.
In an episode. I think it's recorded on my length right now. I actually need to update that. But
people lie about their dick size.
I think
all the time.
I grew about half an inch. Well, we can pull out the fucking tape measure right now if you want.
It's cold, so you're gonna need like
it's not cold.
You're gonna need like
for people who have man bodies, not built like a fucking 12-year-old boy.
Like I said, if I was built like this at 12, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be at the Olympia.
Yeah.
For sure. So, full disclosure. Austin and I, Gabe, he's natty. Austin and I are slightly enhanced a little bit.
Yep.
Word. Just dabbling. Yeah, Gabe's dabbled before. It's been a while.
Yeah, ago. I've dabbled.
And we were talking about, I don't know if you... You can cut this out if he doesn't want it in there, but
what?
I don't give a fuck.
Enhancement.
I'm about to put some tests right in my butt soon.
I'm a big supporter of it.
Fuck yeah.
As long as you're doing it right.
And
actually, see, you can do it wrong too if you want. I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, but just don't be out in public.
Yeah, don't.
Because if you're blasting a gram of Tren a week, I don't want anything to do with you, bro. Because that's where roid rage comes from, is Tren. Dude.
Is road rage real?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Even on the light shit that we just got off of, I noticed a little bit of an aggression.
I just remember I was wanted to fuck.
Oh, dude. Like an animal. Yeah. It's like hitting puberty all over again.
Yeah.
But I notice elevated aggression.
But I want
a little
to
bit.
All the time, period. So, but it made me want to fuck.
Yeah, dude. I was coming like buckets.
Yeah.
Buckets.
Yeah, I was hitting those fucking pro numbers, bro.
Don't, no, you weren't. Shut up.
No, not with booty with my hand.
Oh, ew.
Kind of like on Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, you're fucking beating your little...
Yeah, and he's like, you got up the number, son. Those are rookie numbers.
You know, I was actually just on the way here, I was listening to More
asshole.
Plates, More Dates
fuck
episode.
You.
He was talking about that exact same thing. If it was an episode about... Well, thank you for interrupting me. With dog shit, the no fap challenge. Basically, if you stop masturbating or having sex or some shit, especially when you're on cycle, it can actually improve your testosterone.
Not possible.
Well,
have you guys ever tried to like the no nut November challenge?
No. Why would I try something so stupid?
Even if I did, I'd probably last like. One day. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd last. Yeah. I could probably go a day.
Of like just jerking off or
no,
like
not
having sex?
Like not doing shit.
Dude, if I went a month without.
You went a month?
Giving my girl sex. If I did go a month.
Yeah.
My household would be.
You'd just be upset 24/7.
She would be.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because I'm the nice. Kind of guy that if I'm single, I need it like every day. But if I'm in a relationship, I don't need it all at all.
That's weird.
It's weird, yeah. And then she's not like that. So I'm a piece of meat at my fucking house is what I'm saying.
Well, boo-hoo.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Pray for me.
It's so horrible.
Pray for me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. My poor dinky.
God damn it. They don't make them, they don't make them like your girl anymore, do they?
Nope.
Man.
So, yeah.
I'm like the predator in my household.
Yeah, I believe that. More plates, more dates.
That sounded fucked up.
Yeah, probably a wrong word to use.
Yeah, I meant like predator is in like My girl's the meat.
So yeah, more plates, more dates is
what an asshole. An
excellent YouTube channel for learning about the pharmacology behind.
No, they're not going to be on P3.
Well, yo, Derek, what's up?
What's up, Derek?
I'll clip this and I'll send it to him.
MPMD, Greg Doucette. I fucking love you guys. We'd love to chat with you sometime. At least Austin and I would. Followers.
Too big for y'all.
The pharmacology and the science behind steroids and performance-enhancing drugs is extremely interesting. All these super physiological compounds and how they affect your body. There's dozens of different types of fucking steroids. And like on the live stream when I had said something about horse compounds, when Lloyd was talking about ivermectin, I was talking about trenbolone because that was originally it's a steroid used in cattle for them to build muscle.
Yeah.
And the problem, like we were talking about roid rage and shit, a lot of people are dosing trenbolone. A human can use it. But usually people are way overdosing the fuck out of that shit. And it destroys you. It destroys lives.
If you're looking into it, you gotta, to a certain extent, you're just overusing it and you get no gain from it. There's usually like sweet spots for like the dosages.
Right.
And if you go over that, you're just harming yourself and you're wasting your compounds.
Yeah, you're wasting your time and money and your sanity.
Yep.
For no reason. A lot of these substances actually yield more results at lower dosages.
Yep.
So you don't, less is more in a lot of the cases when it comes to performance enhancing drugs. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And that's a lot of the reason why steroids have such a bad rap. Is because they've been abused and not used responsibly.
Yeah.
Because you can use steroids in a responsible manner for longevity to keep your muscle and to be healthy and sane and leave a perfectly normal life being yoked as fuck. It's possible. Gabe wouldn't know. I've been trying to get Gabe to get back in the gym with me, man. He was doing good there for a while.
I am back in the gym.
No. I'm talking about 4 o'clock in the morning.
The last three, I've been working out in my gym at home. And I've been going to the gym in the morning, too. This week, I went on Monday to Planet, the one by me. Didn't go to work. And I worked out the rest of the week at my home. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, bro.
Just like conspiracy theories and starving African children, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. So...
And starving African children? Have you not seen commercials?
You don't see that. What the
fuck? Sarah McLachlan ain't going to save you. She ain't making commercials about you.
A penny a day?
But yeah, I was actually... I've never pinned anything. Pinning is slang for injection. So I don't know what that round is, what that is like. Gabe has... long time ago.
Yeah, what, a while
like
back.
5 years ago or so.
I want to say four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what do you want to know?
How does it feel?
Well, I'll tell you this.
You just did tests.
Yeah, so. Test 200. And if you do it in the thighs, good luck.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I was nervous of doing it in the ass and because of my sciatic nerve being there. And it was just easier to inject into the thigh, and it hurt for 2 weeks. It felt like the most intense leg day 2 days afterwards, times 100.
Yeah, dude, fuck that. They tell you not to do it in your thighs. That's like one of the worst spots you can pin at.
Well, I manned up, and then but after that 2 weeks,
I manned up. Yeah. I weep for weeks.
No, I didn't weep. I walked like as if I got fucked in the ass. After 2 weeks though, it was a breeze after that.
But now test 200 is just 200 milligrams per milliliter, right?
I don't remember. It's been so long, dude.
Because
there was a certain dose that
because
I had
the actual compounds are like cypionate and I can't remember all the different testosterone variants, but they all have different esters, which are
how long it stays active in your body. And like testcipinate, which is one of the most common ones used for like bodybuilders and powerlifters and people just trying to gain muscle, is actually a medication that is prescribed to people going through hormone replacement for, you know, like transgenders. Yeah, transitions and shit, women to men, because it stays in your system for so long, and while it's in your system, it's working.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it as often, and it's in your system a lot longer. You could use more of it.
I still remember the first night I did chest, that day that I tried it, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my chest felt like it was huge, mm-hmm. like inflamed, but like in a good way. Like that yeah. that next day workout chest, like you feel like
just blasted.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. And I just think because your body's just getting used to you putting something foreign into it. I mean, it's not.
I mean, well, there's that. And there's also a lot of biological shit going on yeah, with you and yeah. your hormones. And watching MPMD and Greg Doucette, hormones literally control everything in your fucking body. Yeah. And they're quoting scientific papers constantly on, you know.
It was crazy how a little bit of test can make a lot of injuries go away, make you a lot stronger. But I'll tell you this, though, too. If you don't follow a good diet, you're not going to end up looking like fucking the bodybuilders you see on TV. I can attest to that.
So, fuck no.
And honestly, because I had a poor diet and I did not have
genetics,
the body.
Genetics play into it. Your
stereotypical bodybuilder.
Right.
I don't. I think a lot of people can't look like that.
Fuck no. Like, me, I can tell somebody, how to train and what to take, but that's based off of me, and what works for me yeah. isn't going to yield the same results for you potentially. Yeah, it could.
Me and yours body types, I mean, we're pretty much the same height, and our body types are completely different,
mm-hmm.
you know? Justin burns off a lot of fat. Like he has a high metabolism.
Yeah, I just don't hold a lot of fat.
I don't, you know, or maybe it's just how I eat. Maybe I just eat way more than he does. I don't know what his eating habits are. Well,
I mean, I eat 6 to 7 times a day.
Yeah.
Something. I may not have full blown meals 6 to 7 times a day because that's a lot of fucking food. And that's a lot of time you got to spend eating. So that's why I have meal replacement shakes and all this other shit.
I don't know about sports too, though, because I played sports my whole life. I've gotten hit in the head plenty of times playing mm-hmm. football. I don't know if that has to do with maybe lowering testosterone. I know they said they kind of found like in CTE or
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, getting hit in the head can lower your testosterone.
See, I think it's the other way around, that they prescribe TRT. For CTE patients.
But I thought that's what it does. It because messes of with testosterone. Your testosterone levels.
No, head I injuries. Think it's they give them testosterone because testosterone helps. Instead of you have CTE, we're going to you have bad testosterone. You have low T because you have CTE. We're going to give you T to fix your CTE.
Mm-hmm. TRT is interesting.
It is interesting.
Concussion symptoms are associated with low testosterone. Oh, so never
mind. But we're also dealing with men who are later on in their lives, and their natural T is going to drop anyways.
I've been trying to get my dad to look into that shit. TRT.
Low testosterone causes age, head injury, testicular injury, vasectomy, and medication. So, I thought I've seen that somewhere, but I mean, I don't know. I've probably had to count how many concussions I've had in my life, at least over 5.
I've had like 2 or 3.
Yeah. Well, I had one.
And that's just the ones I really remember that really right. impacted.
That you me. Knew, like, yeah, I'm concussed.
I went out. Yeah. So I don't know if that has to do with the two. That may be why, you know, in lower testosterone, easier for men to gain weight, you know. And mm-hmm. just overall, I can't blame it all on that either, because a lot of people will do this where they just blame everything else other than the biggest problem that you have, and that's not being active and not eating right.
Right, so because
that's my biggest problem.
Exercising and eating right can raise your testosterone yeah. naturally. So.
But I do know there's attributing causes right. as well. But we can combat that with better eating habits and more physical activity too.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're going to say something, Austin?
I just... been trying to get my dad to look into TRT. Because he's been, like, trying to lose fat and stuff, and he thinks it's because he has, like, low testosterone, maybe.
Yeah.
Does your dad work out?
He was for a while. He was he lost 60 pounds. He's down to, like, 215.
He just feels like he doesn't have the energy to go work out.
I haven't really asked him, but he just thinks that that's the reason why he can't lose fat. It's his low testosterone. And I said, TRT?
I mean, because I go stretches, dude, 6 months to a year, and I'll be working out hardcore, and I still have a problem losing fat, and it's a lot because I feel my diet and diet much cardio.
But he's pretty good. He was good on his diet.
Yeah.
I don't know about now. I mean, he's all over the place.
Now, one other thing I had I picked up on, because I've just been kind of – I've been trying to prepare myself for this next cycle and, you know, trying to plan it out properly and do it the right way. But one thing I come across is maintaining a physique on low testosterone doses. So you could be yoked and keep most of it on a relatively low dose of testosterone, something that wouldn't, you know.
Yeah. Like
blow you up. Like 125 a week.
Yeah.
And you can maintain a really good physique on that.
But as Justin was saying with the gear and stuff, how like different stuff affects people differently. What works for him might not work for you. That goes with working out.
Totally.
Like everybody's body is different. So it's all about finding what you feel the best, what helps you the best. Like I got my strongest when I was doing 3 sets of 8 on everything. And then some sets of 4. But always 8. I don't know. But
that also depends on your goals, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, like, if you're building strength,
yeah, higher that's why weight, I said
lower reps. But I do a lot of high volume shit because I'm more of the aesthetic camp.
Yeah, he's trying to look good.
Right.
I want to be fucking strong.
That whole Seth Ferosi just trying to look good naked type shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to be strong. That's what I like.
I've actually...
yeah, I tried to be strong at one point, and that's when I fucked up my rotator cuff.
There's also that, too. I fucked
my shoulder up, too.
There's also that, too.
And I've been fighting that injury for years.
Steadily increasing my weight.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, even from when I got off cycle, I really didn't lose any of my strength. I'm still pushing the same weights. So now, I just keep progressive overload.
Yeah.
So, and now you start to notice... Shit, I'm you know, shoulder press.
That's what machine, it's all about.
I'm plugging 60 or 70 as, you know, prior to my cycle, I was only really repping 45.
Yeah.
So
that's what it's all about, getting your lightweight heavier.
Right.
So you can control a heavier lightweight. Right. That's what it's all about.
And you always start out with a relatively lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you want to get that muscle memory and that motion. Yeah. The proper technique down, that way when you go to heavyweight, you're lifting it as properly as possible.
That's why if you're just starting out in the gym, don't give a fuck what everyone else is fucking lifting.
Hell nah, bro. To this day, I still do. Justin sees me doing shoulders with 10-pound weights. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, people have even said about me doing more weight or some shit like that than Gabe. It's like, dude, me and Gabe might fuck with each other, but I know... what he's doing, he knows what I'm doing. I'm just more comfortable with what I'm doing because I do it so often.
And I know what type of injuries I have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he may be able to do more shoulders than I can because he's not fighting a rotator cuff injury that I am.
I got good shoulders, bro.
Yeah, so. Do what your body is telling you you should do. And I recommend 4 sets. I did 3 for the longest, and it sucked. I feel like 4 sets gets that progress done, like, further.
So, testenanthate is the other short-acting ester testosterone, along with cypionate, which is the long-lasting one that I am currently
digging into,
yeah. And, you know, like a lot of people say, you don't run anything less than 500 a week. It's like, no, dude, fuck that. I'll probably run like 300. 2 times a week, that would be plenty.
Because what did homie say? Derek. What has he said about it?
Well, he said if he could go back, he would have ran like 250 or 3 instead of 500 for his first cycle. So I mean,
yeah, those guys that say no less than 500 are like Reddit fucking trolls, and
they
shit.
Look like shit.
Probably
that seems like the common thing. It's like most of the guys that you hear, they're you gotta do 500 of this or 700 of that, and they look like dog shit.
Yep. So, gotta really figure out what you want to do.
And we just got off of orals.
Mm-hmm.
So we also had a lot of other issues we had to be mindful of other than just our T levels, like our livers and, you know, everything else. But you're really not going to know any of that unless you have blood tests done.
Yeah, we've kind of just gone off how we felt.
Yeah, we're bros, dude. It's bro science out here.
Yeah.
With a little bit of actual science.
Not doing anything crazy. We didn't like fucking overdose.
No,
we stuck to like the baseline. I at least I did. Yeah. I was like, whatever the lowest was, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did too. I held a lot of water.
Yeah, I got pretty fucking bloated too.
Yeah, pretty bloated. I held a lot of water. I did maintain probably about half, probably a little over half of what I gained. But
I think that's what I did too.
Gabe was giving me shit the other day about why I shrunk down. It's like, bro, all that water and glycogen and everything else comes out of your muscles. You're going to come down. It's not like you take one cycle and you're fucking Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
You did one cycle and turned into Fat Albert. That's how that works. Yeah, fuck.
Make sure you take your post workout or your post
PCT.
PCT.
Yeah.
Post cycle therapy. Yeah,
I fucked up on that.
And if you're questioning whether you should take it or not, just take it. It's better safe than sorry.
Definitely. Now, we were doing SARMs, which is a more advanced anabolic compound, relatively new. When we're talking about the lifespan, you know, how old steroids in general are. So Austin took PCT. I didn't. I felt fine. But then again, the next guy, Gabe, could do the same dosages for as long as we did and feel like shit and have to do PCT. I've been trying to get Gabe on some sauce, bro.
I'm good. Saucy stuff.
The scissor.
I'll pass.
Why not?
On that ass. I don't know.
Why not? You don't even have to take steroids. You can take other shit to help with your cutting.
No, Justin. No.
I'm really interested in deer antler velvet.
Dude, you bring that because of bucked up?
It's like not the bucked up, because obviously that shit's like $80. So you got to get like fucking...
Hey, where the fuck are you buying your bucked up at, bro?
Bucked up is... I have bucked up and I only pay $40.
Not the fucking pre-workout.
Oh.
The fucking... They make spray. It's a deer antler velvet. But that's like the... I don't even know what the fuck that shit is.
I think, dude, a part of me thinks that that's kind of like gimmicky.
I don't know, dude. Them motherfuckers grow their antlers fucking big, dog.
Yeah, but you're also talking about antlers and not muscle on a completely different species of animal.
That's true.
Hey, have you ever taken Nitroflex pre-workout?
What it's called Nitroflex?
Yeah.
I've never even heard
of
it.
So I was like a big fan of... Is it Nitroflex?
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was a big fan of it until I tried the bucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And the bucked up's like a lot more... Like not as harsh.
Tasting?
Tasting, they both taste great. The bucked up's a little more better tasting. It's not so sour. But the Nitroflex just hits hard. Like tingly over like fucking hot.
The shit that me and Austin use is like 300 milligrams per scoop of caffeine. So
333.
I was looking at Beyond Raw's Lit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only thing. I just introduced creatine into my supplements. So if that don't just go start off with a little and then work your way up. The same process with steroids. It goes with supplements. It goes with everything. Because if you just go balls to the wall from the get-go, there's nowhere for you to fucking go.
Yeah.
You can't go up, because if you do, you're going to run into some serious issues. So I just started introducing creatine in. Like literally last week. I've been lifting fairly consistently for the last 2 years. And then prior to that, you know, 4 years, but consistently two.
Mm-hmm.
So was I getting at? Oh, Beyond Raw's lit. Before my neck injury, when I was lifting, I was taking that with the added citrulline, and dude, my veins were fucking ridiculous. Like just driving to the
popping.
Gym. Popping.
Yeah.
Well, the active dose of creatine is 5 grams, and they only got like 2.5 in there. And that's the only shit that they, pre-workout they have with creatine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, fuck that shit. But they also got creatine, was it creatine monohydrate?
Yeah.
You could buy it separate, of course. But it's like, me and Austin, when I first showed up today, we were talking about it, and Greg Doucette is about to drop his new pre-workout, and it's literally the clinical dosages of everything. It's like the perfect pre-workout.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to start running as soon as he drops it. He's taking pre-orders for it right now.
Damn, it might sell out, dude.
It might sell out.
Did you get a pre-order?
No, I didn't. I should have because I spent I'm not going to say, in case the old lady's listening, but too much at GNC just on pre-workout and creatine when I could get it for almost half the price of buying one supplement through Greg's website. Plus, yep. I'm supporting a content creator that actually makes good content, educational. He knows what he's talking about. IFBB Pro. He's got the... Now, to segue into the next part, well, what about your balls? what about my balls, man? Like Greg says, I don't even give a fuck if they're the size of a salt grain. Yeah. It makes my dick look bigger. I got kids. I've got, you know, I'm a little bit older now. I got kids. I ain't got to worry about my sperm count. So what do I need my balls for if I'm getting testosterone somewhere else and they don't have to fucking make it? Are you concerned about having big balls, Gabe?
No, but they do shrink your balls.
They do. They will shrink your balls.
Yeah.
But
if anything, that's better because they're like more protected. They're like... You know what I mean?
Yeah
it's not like it's noticeable.
Yeah, you got all that muscle noticeable. To protect it now.
Yeah. The fucking big ass quads.
Hell yeah, bro. You got baby powder them boys up every time you go for a walk. Wow. Oh, yeah. Little balls ain't that big a deal. Mm-hmm. Makes your dick look bigger. Especially if you're into like a... Like, I'm 30. These guys are in their late 20s. Like 29. Gabe's 29. How old are you?
27.
Is that you? Well, you don't have kids either, so you need to be kind of conscious of your reproductive status. That's if you guys are wanting kids. It's none of my business. but if you want little balls and be ripped, then there you go. Austin, I can fucking get you there.
I don't know. Just be careful where you get your shit from. It's like you gotta. That's the hardest part about it. Right. Is finding a solid source.
Because you could get some Chinese-made bullshit and it not actually be what you're ordering.
I think a lot of the shit is Chinese bullshit and it's probably either watered down or it's like fake.
A different
substance. You don't even know what it is.
So you could be thinking you're taking D-ball, but it's actually Trenbolone. Because Trenbolone's cheaper because it's made for fucking cattle.
Yeah.
And it's more abundant. So they could just give you Trenbolone. You... can fuck yourself up seriously on Trenbolone. We kind of talked about it earlier.
Well, you can thank the good old government for banning this. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah, why the fuck? If I want to take fucking gear and get big, why the fuck do you care? Because
they don't want you big.
It's so they want you stupid, little and dumb.
I think it's written in the handbook of slavery 101. Basically,
can't take
get rid of the big strong ones. You know,
or you buck break them. You want to get buck broken?
I don't even know what that is.
It means the masters are going to fuck you until you submit.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I'll pass on that, dude.
That's
fucked up because that's actually true.
Bishop Larry Gator.
Yeah.
That's what them fucking gay southern boys did to them back then.
The ones bitching about all the queers and shit. Yeah. Fucking their slaves fucking back in the day. Slaves,
yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Fucking,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, man. I mean, when we're talking about gear and shit, you can also be a natural athlete, mm-hmm. and that's not gonna make a difference. Just for what me personally, my goals for my physique are, I can't get that eating chicken breast and rice, so you have to supplement it with something.
Yep. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I don't even know why there's such a big, like, beef with natural versus fucking geared in the industry.
Right.
I think it has to do with, like, the social media. I think that's a big part of it. Because people will claim they're natural, but obviously they're not.
It's also taboo still, too.
Yeah.
And another reason for me wanting to just talk about peds and, you know, fitness and all that other shit is because if we ever get anywhere and I blow up, I don't want it to be like I've been trying to keep it a secret like a lot of guys do. Because what you see with these social media stars is they'll claim natty until it comes out that they're not, and then they're ruined.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I wanted to be like, oh, well, a fucking P3's all sauced out. Like, yeah, they've been talking about it for years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Right. I'm getting ahead. I'm getting ahead of the haters. It's that meme of the Chad meme where it's like, oh, anybody can get that big with steroids, and it gets like real close to him.
Do it then.
Yeah. Because you can't just take steroids and you just magically end up bigger.
Fucking meme, bro.
No.
So you got to do all the eating. You got to do all the work. You got to live that life.
Yeah. You don't just inject yourself and all of a sudden you blow up in a couple of months. No, that's not. You may blow up, but it'll be in a completely different way.
And for the people who are like, I don't want to get that big. You fucking won't. Like, you fucking won't.
That's for sure. No, I tell Justin that all the time.
Yeah, but you do.
I want to walk through the hallway still, bro.
Gabe does it for different reasons. And
yeah, I'm fucking around.
He's trying to drive it. He's pushing me.
Yeah,
it's rare to have good friends. I hope you're not recording that.
Yeah, we're trying to have like a...
oh, shit.
I think in the future for the direction we want to bring this purple pill thing have like a shirtless calendar of purple pills. So that's where we're trying to get at, I think.
We're making conspiracies sexy again.
Yeah.
I'll be like in the winter months, you know, like when you get kind of a little husky. You know?
Oh, you're a conspiracy. We'll put like a theorist.
Fucking really
that's
big scarf
season,
around you.
That's bulking season.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'll be on the husky season. You can be like the summer season.
No, dude, I plan on going through bulks and cuts too eventually. I'm bulking until I can afford to lose some mass.
During the holiday season.
There you go.
Yeah, because that's when everybody gains a lot of weight during the holiday season.
Santa Claus outfit with the fucking sleeves cut off.
Ooh.
Nah, shirtless, bro.
And like really short red.
Burt Kreischer style.
With a fake ass white beard. That's disgusting.
Wow. What an asshole. Fuck you, bro.
Ooh, I just bumped into the mic.
Oh, shit. You fucked up.
Nah, what was that shit you saw about Joe Schmogan fucking beating the vid?
Ho Mogan.
Yeah, he just said he has a negative test. He just took a test. So.
Man. And you vitamins said
he,
and ivermectin.
He got it Monday is when it came out.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. Who knows when he really got it?
Yeah.
Probably over the weekend.
Yeah. But I mean, that just shows take care of your health. You know, you can kick it.
And
hey, is he vaccinated? Everyone keeps going back and forth on that. I don't think he is, but
I don't know.
Wouldn't matter even if he was. If he wants to, he has the freedom to.
Right.
God, imagine how many people would get vaccinated if they. That's probably why he's like.
Well, at my mom's work, half the people that are out because of COVID. Okay, so you got the people that are out because of COVID. Half of those people are vaccinated. He's not. So,
what's your source?
If it's not CNN, you can go fuck yourself, you fascist pig.
But what were you saying, bro?
No, at my mom's work, there's people out because of COVID, and half of them are vaccinated. So,
yeah,
it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not.
Yeah, these two doctors talked about that actually, and they were supporting getting vaccinated, but they also were realistic about, hey, guys, you really only have a 0.3% chance of actually being hospitalized from this virus or some shit.
Right.
And they're going back and forth on, you know, yeah, we do. We believe vaccines do help. He's like, but one of them was like, I am not going to say that you should or enforce you to go take them, you know, because that kind of.
Fuck, even Putin came out and said that they're not going to mandate vaccines because that's not what freedom's about or some shit, whatever the quote
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ.
Russia is saying that shit, which comes back into what Alyssa's.
Could be a sign
out. Alyssa and Post have been fucking talking to us about. See, but then it's like, how do I'll have to look into it, but
I believe that everybody at the top is in the same bed anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not really, it's just the ruling class versus us, and you're just separating it, compartmentalizing it by just putting labels like Russia or America or China. It's really the same fucking people at the top.
Instead of trying to force jobs to vaccinate their employees, they should force their jobs to give some type of a physical education during work.
Yeah, what happened to fucking
give us an
gym
hour
memberships?
Break to work out.
Oh, dude, I'd love it.
Yeah, put a gym in at work. That'd be dope.
Fuck. Oh, no, we can't do that. That takes too long. We just want to inject ourselves. It's quick.
Yeah. That's all we want to do.
Well, didn't OSHA make a rule that the companies, if they mandate vaccines, the companies are responsible for any adverse side effects?
Yeah, but there's probably fucking...
There's loopholes, I'm sure.
Yeah,
which is bullshit because why wouldn't I be able to go after the vaccine manufacturer? Why would my company take that hit?
I'm sure you could. You're not going to win.
Granted, they can both go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
But it's the point. Yeah.
They even said it on this thing I was listening to. Companies, any company that has money will just wait you out in trial.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just keep continuing until you're just dead broke. Unless you have some type of huge
Unless
GoFundMe
you actually have a
back.
Case and then they'll offer a settlement.
Yeah. Yeah. And every company always keeps an account to where they can just pay people off. Hey, shut up. You know, take this.
Yeah.
So...
Yep. Yeah.
Stealing your water, little guy.
I've drank three, I think, dude.
Yeah, you stole mine.
I'm thirsty, bro.
That was originally yours. So you're an Indian giver. Trying to die thirst over here.
That Russia shit is all like, just Russia in general is like a mystery to me. I don't know much about like them and their like system and the elites.
I think every country is to us. I mean, they only show what they want us to see.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they put out there. You have to go digging. Just like Post said one time.
Or they villainize.
He was like, in order for people to... He even explained to us some of the all the messages he sends us. Just no Post. We see them. And,
it's just a lot. We can't respond to all of them, bro.
Yeah, we're trying. But he said something that stuck with me to this day. He's like, seeing all this shit, he's like, normal people aren't going to see this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have to dig for this. It takes a guy like Post, who this is what he does. This is what he loves to look at, you know? He finds it, but he even admits how difficult it is to find for the average person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And yeah.
Well, just like all the underlying shit that they put on bills that get passed.
Yeah.
You got to go through pages to fucking see that shit.
Oh, yeah. They'll shove shit in bills because they know it'll get passed. They'll go, okay, well, if you're going to pass that, make sure you have to pass all this with it.
Yeah.
You know nobody reads this bullshit.
Yeah. What the fuck?
They can't even find this.
Well, it's just like with Trump bitching about the stimulus bill and how we got all these millions going overseas for this, for that, gender studies in Pakistan, blah, 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 blah. And then he turns right around and fucking signs it anyways.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. They're on the same side.
Dude's probably got a gun to his head, even if he wasn't on the same side. But they are. We
maybe
know
not. But hey, you know all those taxes you owe us? They could disappear.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a nice little bonus?
Yeah, I had a guy telling me today that he's like, well, I'm an independent, but I was a Trump supporter because I just like how he was a businessman.
So you're fucking
idiot. That's what a lot of
people say. You guys are still hanging on to that businessman bullshit?
He's a terrible businessman.
Have you ever noticed how
all his shit went bankrupt?
Yeah.
Well, not even that.
And he fucking fucked people out of money.
A majority of people who say that aren't even businessmen to begin with. How the fuck do you even know what a businessman is? You work for somebody.
Yeah.
The fuck? Like, what is he? You wish he was him, or is that what you're telling me right now? Like, I don't know.
He is pretty funny, though. I'll give him that. He's so
entertaining.
Yeah.
Stay on TV.
He's entertaining, but he's not Jesus Christ. Everyone's like, oh, it was much better with Trump. I read all these comments on Facebook all the time.
Because
like,
it was planned out that way.
That's that fucking Q shit,
yeah, because he was
dude.
Your guy. Of course. You sound just like the left. Oh, Biden. I love Biden. Oh. Even though right now, dude, there was a video of a guy standing up in like the middle of a restaurant. And he was like, who voted for fucking Biden? And nobody raised their hand.
Yeah, nobody's going to admit that
no
shit.
No one's going to admit that shit.
But that's not like...
Objectively, it don't fucking matter.
Chew anymore. Shit. They fucking pumped Joe... Or what the fuck am I saying?
Bro, never
Trump
put him into that shit.
They pumped Trump. They're like... They treated him like the savior.
Yeah.
Like he was
like
going against
Jesus.
The deep state and
like
the elites.
Jesus. And it's like, bro, he's just a puppet
yeah.
for him. We talked about that the whole fucking time.
No, he's not. He's a businessman.
He's just a good businessman.
He's a good Christian businessman.
He's got a dozen bankruptcies under his belt, but he's good, goddammit.
And he was on The Apprentice. He fired people a lot.
You're fired.
He was on a mediocre show that probably nobody alive today
watched. He was on the rap videos. Rappers used to love him.
He helped Macaulay Culkin find his place.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Oh, that's funny.
See, actually, the deleted scenes, have you ever seen those from Home Alone?
Uh-uh.
It's actually Trump kidnapping him and drinking his blood.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You're an idiot.
Look, Gabe, some of this shit's going to pop out, and you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Justin no. was right. Justin's a new Jesus.
But, have you guys seen anything going on in Australia? Or
dude, Australia is a dystopian nightmare right
now. Yeah, I watched a video of a guy being arrested with his daughter sitting on his lap for not wearing a mask inside of a park or outside in a park.
The shit's getting crazy over there.
Crazy.
Man.
Yeah. Facial recognition apps.
He was resisting
for their quarantines, arresting people being outside with no masks. It's some straight up Nazi shit.
Well, but I like did a little bit of looking in this. Guy, he posts on TikTok. I don't know how, but he was saying that we're like a test. It's like, this is a test for the rest of the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Smaller population, more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're isolated.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously Australia.
Shit is getting crazy.
Speaking of
boys.
TikToks, did you see the one of the guy on the fishing boat and the sounds out of the ocean?
The sirens?
Yeah, I did.
His shit got deleted, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen those? You got to check those
out. That shit, dude.
Mermaids. Now, something my old lady just brought up because she's that third eye open a little bit, I think. She brought it up. She goes,
I like that Joe Rogan plug.
Her whispering.
You ever did DMT?
Her third eye.
Her whispering?
Not her peeing or pooping eye. Her third eye. Not her fourth or fifth, her third.
Her pineal gland. Her pineal gland.
You guys remember that? He was like,
have you guys ever done DMT?
Tell her you love her whispering eye.
What movie was that?
Role Models?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where he was like, he starts laughing. He's like, that means vagina.
Isn't the Paul Rudd's in that shit?
Yeah, Paul
dude,
Rudd.
He's a Kansas fucking native, legend, though. Bro. Yeah, dude, if we could get a fucking guest, dude, I want
Paul
him,
Rudd.
Bro. Paul Rudd.
Nah,
bro.
He wouldn't want nothing to do with this shit.
He's he like, might.
Fuck you.
I mean, he might.
He's in. Is he in with Hollywood? Maybe I don't know.
He might be. Maybe that's our end.
I don't know. That whole Ant-Man and fucking you guys to watch Loki.
No, I haven't watched seen like it. The first the like, episode. One? I think.
Dude, it's pretty interesting, Disney dude. Plus. It's like it goes into like fucking quantum shit and time, and it's all fucking crazy.
Oh,
interesting, very interesting.
We're talking about the mermaid fisherman.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I get off topic.
Okay, my old lady had mentioned what just happened, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, out in the ocean. They were testing that their new carrier.
Oh, really?
And they set off that bomb right next to it. Did you guys see those videos? You remember when all that was going
on? I've seen the bomb, yeah.
Maybe that was just a cover for something else.
Well, do you remember the fucking oil spill?
Yeah, there's that too.
The ocean was on fire.
Yeah.
There was an oil spill recently that they were trying to cover up by sailing through it to disperse it so you couldn't see it.
This is so fucked
up. To kind of like mix it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So fucked up. Yeah.
But the mermaid thing, do you think mermaids are out there?
There's like throughout history.
You remember that?
Depictions of
them. Yeah, all kinds of them.
You remember
fish people?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that documentary that came out with the mermaids?
Yeah, the one on Discovery.
It was fake, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that I bought into it. It seemed legit at the time, and then a couple weeks goes by, and all this shit starts coming. Like, fuck, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like Blair Witch Project.
But that could be another. Yeah. That could be another little fucking psyop.
It could be.
Put something out there. Let everyone think it's real, and then pop
here
some
in 10
shit out.
Years, it'd be like we've made successful contact with
guppy people of the North Atlantic.
The goldfish people.
We found the real-life Aquaman, and he's not that impressive.
He doesn't look anything like Jason Momoa. We're fucking depressed.
So we sent him Jason Momoa.
And they killed him.
And he drowned within the first 5 minutes.
No, that shit's interesting, dude.
Have you guys seen that? Have you guys seen the news reporters getting shit lately down?
What was it?
Like they're covering the hurricane down there.
I've just been kind of
they're like out there in like ponchos and shit and recording. And there's two guys standing on the other side of the street with t-shirts on, just taking pictures of them.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I love that. Shit. Making it more severe than what it really is.
I love that shit.
And then there was another reporter. He was out there and. Some guy, all of a sudden, you see his truck pull off the road, and he jumps out and just starts yelling at him to, like, you guys are, like, basically fucking shit up and, like, stirring the pot and shit.
I saw one where they were, like...
He gets in his face.
They were in a building, and it was, like, CNN and Fox News. They were all, like... They all came out of a building, and there was this dude with a camera, and he was like, look, it's the news not doing anything. Fucking just starting shit. Look at you guys. And they're all, like, covering their faces and walking away.
I think I saw that video.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the one that happened after Katrina? And it's like the reporter bitch is like in a poncho and umbrella, and like on a boat. And then the guy comes walking behind her. And it's like up to like not even halfway up his shin.
Yep.
Like, you fucking bitch.
Dude, they need to be fucking outed more. Remember who was sending us, was Post sending us all the fucking Fox, like where that lady came out for Fox and was like exposing how they were manipulating shit and they weren't allowing them to cover some stories. Like,
That's how it is. They tell you what to cover.
Yeah. It happened with the Epstein thing.
Fucking, it's ridiculous, man. By the way, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Epstein did not.
Dude, did you guys watch that documentary?
Which one?
It was like an Epstein doc. Like,
dude, there's so many of them out right now.
I didn't finish it.
Dude, they didn't even get into any of the juicy.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like they did like a really good job of making it seem like Epstein's the fucking top dog of
this shit.
And then
they explain none of it.
Yeah, that's how they did it. And everyone's like, oh, Epstein's the guy. Oh, yeah, he did everything.
It's like, dude, he's a little
fish. That's why they suicided him, take the fall.
Oh, and he killed himself. Must be because he's really sad he got caught.
The story dies with Epstein.
Yeah.
Now get the fuck out of here and go disappear on your island, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill you. Ghislaine Maxwell, I think the last time I was on the show, she sold one of her houses in France.
Like, she was selling off property to pay off bills.
And okay, all these legal fees, why have we not heard shit about what's been going on with the legal?
Yeah.
The whole case. Nothing. We get one picture, a transcripts from her discovery.
Shit's nothing. Fucking
but shocked, OJ, bro. We can watch that motherfucker getting chased down the highway.
If the glove don't fit,
you must acquit.
Wasn't there like speculation that gave him something to like swell up his hands?
No, he had a glove on, like a latex. Oh shit!
Oh really? He had
he had a glove on and tried to put the murder glove on, and it
how
didn't
did they
fit.
Not see it?
Because you can't tamper with evidence. So if he comes in direct contact with it, that's tampering with evidence.
No, like, when did they do that? He like tried to put the glove on?
Yeah, in court.
And he had a glove on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How did they not notice a fucking latex glove?
Because he can't touch the glove with his bare hand because that's tampering with evidence.
Damn, what the fuck?
That's where if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's where it fucking boom right there is when he tried to put the glove on. He's like holding it up like, see, it doesn't fit. It's like, oh, like, jammed in there and shit. Yeah, like
doesn't fit. Wow.
He killed that bitch.
And then wrote a book about
if I had done it.
Yeah, if I had done it.
You fucking idiot.
Hello, Twitter world.
Didn't he tell somebody he'd stab him on Twitter?
I don't know.
who posted about that organism 36B in the last it was a girl that did. She was apparently it was like this cryptid that Russians caught in like some lake. I don't know.
Loch Ness?
No.
It was probably Alyssa.
Was it?
Probably.
Yeah. There was like organism 36B and it's some aquatic cryptid that they caught in some Russian lake. And I don't know how true that is, but cryptid shit's interesting too, man.
It's pretty arrogant to think that we've discovered everything.
Yeah.
And the realization is we haven't really discovered shit.
What are your thoughts on, like, we haven't even explored all of Earth?
Yeah, the oceans, for example.
Well, even like islands.
We know more about space than we do about what's at the bottom of the ocean.
How do you feel about NASA being an underwater space program? Everything's fucking CGI. And they're just in underwater.
I don't
know what you said.
No, like they're staging all this underwater.
I was looking at this fucking comment.
They're CGIing it to make it look like, because of the low gravity.
Yeah.
They're CGIing.
Because I've seen some pictures and videos of like
what
looks like bubbles and shit in like space videos.
I don't know off the top of my head exactly.
Recently, there was a astronaut that was trying to fix something, and water started leaking into his helmet, and they said like it was one of his fucking like regulators that line snapped, but he's like slowly started to not be able to breathe. Like that's how much water was leaking in this fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but I didn't see that.
I'll have to try and find it.
I know NASA cuts a lot of live feeds because of UFOs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Other than that, I don't really keep up with it a whole lot anymore. Since I got into bodybuilding, it's just kind of consumed my fucking...
Yeah, that's weird. Got any thoughts on that, Gabe?
No.
Sure seems like you do.
I'm sorry, I'm just waiting for you to do the truffle shuffle. Fucking pussy.
Well,
no, I'm just kind of fucking gave you up got on dip the in? News thing.
Oh.
Why do I have... I'm eating food, all right. I don't know who this is.
I'm burnt out, fellas.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, it was an all right day. Our live feed went pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk about fitness. We didn't really talk about fitness
a whole lot.
We
really
got sidetracked. Oh, my God. Here we go, Justin.
Did a little bit. But
yeah, we know you don't give a fuck about fitness. He sips his fucking Baja Blast.
Well, Gabe's ready to get the fuck out of here.
Start this weekend off.
Yep, let's get it cracking. Chiefs coming up.
Chiefs are coming up.
Coming up, the 12th.
I think we got to talk about...
Against the Brownies.
We got to talk about that season opener after we get
Is
off
Is that
here.
This week or next week?
Next week.
Yeah.
The Brownies.
All right, guys.
All right, Purple Pill. That was it. Thanks for tuning in.
Next week, we're going to have something good for you.
Thanks, everyone, for remember, like, subscribe, write us,
retweet.
We appreciate it. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Share us around. Tell all your friends, family about us.
If we made you laugh or you thought something was interesting, give us some love.
Yep. Write in. Tell Justin to make sure he does all the topics. He keeps skipping out on them.
All the topics.
Bro. Yeah. Religion. Mesopotamians, Hitler, World War II.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking idiot. You see why I don't listen to you?
I'm fucking tired. This
is creeping me the fuck out. All right, guys. This is P3.
Peace.
We fucking love you. I think we're going to name this episode was it Saturn, Steroids, and Sex? Because of Julian's depravity. All right. We love you all. Thank you for listening.
You.
Thank you for interacting with us on our social medias, etc. We love you.
All right. Peace. We're out.
Thanks.